Hey, I'm X-Ray.
I'm Montel Jordan.
And you're watching Life Minute TV.
This is how we do it.
The iconic hit turns 30 this year, and it's getting a whole new iteration. And this time, the R&B great who made it, Montel Jordan, is joined by breakout singer-songwriter Max Ray on the revamped version, now called How We Do It.
This is how we do it.
The duo dropped by the Life Minute Studios to tell us all about it. This is a Life Minute with Montel Jordan and Max Ray.
I was in London, it's over a year ago at this point, which is crazy, and it was a Friday night, and of course...
Really? It was a Friday night?
It was a Friday night.
All the nights it could be.
And of course, I was in the studio, I wanted to flip a song. I was listening to 90s classic R&B hits, of course, it's my favorite, and the iconic song came on, so I decided to flip it. Little did I know that you would actually catch wind of this, and of course, hop on it with me.
Girl, it's time, we came here to party.
I first heard it just through her her label that reached out to me and said, hey, we got this amazing artist and she loves you, loves your music. She did a twist on your song. Would you take a listen to it? I heard the song and then got to meet her and her mom and we have a lot of things in common in faith and music, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. It is 30 years young, the 30-year anniversary that the original This Is How We Do It was released. And so in this 30-year tradition of, I knew that when I first heard the song, because it was Slick Rick, who was a hip-hop icon to me, that I took the song and was able to take a hit song and it becomes a classic. And so now for our next generation, we're hoping that it kind of strikes the same fire and does the same thing.
I shot my part in London and a lot of amazing, beautiful places. And then, of course, Montel was so gracious enough to...
I green screen, not in London.
No.
But but it feels, the video definitely gives the feel that we are there together. Mm-hmm. And now we're here together. And so I think you got a really, really good, high quality product that people will enjoy. I think that music is a part of the soundtrack to our lives. Mm-hmm. So if you have a good memory in your life, there's probably some music attached to it. If you have a tragic memory in your life, there's probably music attached to it. And so music gives you this strange form of time travel back through emotions and what you felt, what you smelled, all of those different things. And so if you can strike music at a time that resonates with something that people are going to, not just a couple of people, but if you can hit that right chord of what the world is navigating through, that's, I think, the marker or the template for a timeless song. For me, without question, life. I mean, I think I'm double the life that you've lived so far. And in my life, marriage and children and grandkids now, like for me, just the beauty of life. And those are the things that kind of inspire me to take real life stories and finding a way to say them differently. Because love has been used. There's not a note that hasn't been played or sung. It's just finding the creative way to resonate and reverberate the, you know, for a time such as this, that music kind of translates into what people are looking for right now to help them heal.
I'm really authentic person, so just what I'm dealing with in life, or if I even, when I was even younger and I didn't have love yet, other people who are around me sometimes eavesdrop on conversations. I'm like, that's a good line for a song. But of course, my inspiration, no matter what, comes from Jesus too, because oh my gosh, my creative... my brain. Sometimes I come up with things and I'm like, that was not me.
Definitely. Like, truly. Definitely.
I come from a musical family. My mom's a singer. I get my voice definitely from her and a lot of inspiration there. My dad was a, you know, wannabe producer, would record in the studio and put me in front of a mic when I was two, singing my ABCs or, you know, different hymns from church. And I just started so young. Just family, really, for me.
For me, a student of music, gospel music, growing up in church, that was kind of my foundation of soul music and gospel music before venturing into R&B and hip hop. So anything for me from the Isley Brothers, the Gap Band, Temptations, you know, all the way to the sound that came out of Minneapolis with Prince and Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, all those. I have Stevie Wonder, too many to name. I'm a student right. of music, so all of those people to me are what I even listen to today.
So good in my hood tonight.
I think I'm different now. To me, there was a time when music defined who I was. Like if I didn't have a song out or I didn't have something happening, I didn't know who I was. And so stepping away from music to have a faith journey, I honestly feel like God showed me who I was outside of music. And I learned I'm a son, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a friend, I'm a giver, I'm all these different things if I never pick up a microphone. And so now that I'm picking up microphones again, it's because music doesn't define me, I define music. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I learned. I think she's building an amazing audience of people that love her. And me, I want to be able to perform because I want to and not because I have to. And for me, that's the sweet spot, you know, of life. I think that not just touring, but I have tons of different things that, you know, writing books and children's books and marriage ministry. I got lots of things that I want to do, but music definitely still is in the works for me.
Yeah, same here. I'm finally getting to my heart, what I love, which is R&B pop music. So a lot of new music will be coming your way, really. And I'm really excited about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I want to record something with Stevie Wonder in this lifetime.
Oh my gosh, say less.
Certain things are taught and then certain things are caught. So for me, I haven't necessarily been taught specifically anything from him, but I've caught so many different things from him. And one of those things I think would probably be to think forever. Like when it comes to music and things like that, when you are thinking forever in your writing and your composition, it's not just about right now. So even with a song like with Max saying it's Friday night, okay, as long as we'll be in existence, there will be a Friday night, right? And so you're not just saying something like a pager or something that doesn't exist anymore. I'm listening to my cassette right now. Those are things that existed at one time. But I think when you are thinking forever, you can say something like a Friday night and know that as long as people have Friday nights, you have a song that is relevant. So that's one of the things I learned. Okay. Stevie gave, you know, to me, taught me, or I caught from him, think forever.
Love that.
Career highlights. That's a great question because it causes me to literally pause and think through. I've got an honorary doctorate. This is how we do it. The original song sold 7 million copies certified. I got a Grammy last year, but ultimately of all of those things, I mean, I celebrated 30 years of marriage last year. And so, to me, when it comes to family, it comes to marriage, it comes to helping other people with their marriages, that to me is the most fulfilling part of my life. Biggest advice for couple is to recognize that humans didn't create marriage. I believe God created marriage. And so although humans can redefine marriage to be whatever they want it to be, they're redefining something that was already defined. And so if you go back to the original form of what a marriage can be and what it should be, that's where it becomes most healthy and most beautiful and most fruitful, because that's what it was designed to be. And so it's not just about a husband and a wife or a spouse and a spouse. It's really about what does this marriage reflect? And as a faith person, I believe humanly, if you can see a good marriage in the earth, that's how you know God exists, because he can take two very, very different people and place them together the same way he functions, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the way they function together. I think marriage is a reflection of heaven on earth, or at least it should be. When it comes to marriage, my wife and I would say, if divorce is an option for you, you have too many options. Mm. And that's a tough one because people like their options. But for us, that's how we made it to 30 years, going on 31 years. It's not an option for us. And so to me, that's a life rule to live by. And also what I said a little earlier, that what you do doesn't define who you are. Who you are should define what you do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. For me, I mean, being young and, of course, in this generation of social media and how toxic it can be, and cyberbullying is a really big thing, and, you know, all of that. For me, it's always trying to stay authentically true to myself in a world that tries to, like, their Snapchat filters trying to make you feel like you should be different. I think, especially my generation, we crave that authenticity. We can sniff it out. We want people to relate to. And so for me, like, a big thing, I'm always like, is this honoring one to God, or is this honoring to myself? So when I ever choose something to do, I make sure that it's aligning both ways.
That's good.
That's what I always keep my mantra in my brain.
I would just say what you just said right there is not just key for you, but the people that you influence. I think it's important to be the you that God loves the most, because we can all have different versions of ourselves. We can have the version of us when we're with these friends, the version of us when we're with these friends, when we go to church, when we go to a club, like, we're different versions of ourselves. And I think we truly come into alignment of who we really are when we say, no matter where I am, no matter what situation, I'm going to be the Montel that God loves the most. I'm going to be the Max that God loves the most. And when you show up as that person, I think that people either love you or don't know what to do with you, because that's the most authentic that you can be.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.